Republicans tentatively offered to agree with Governor Jim Doyle's plan to increase the cigarette tax by $1.25 a pack. Democrats have offered in return to reduce spending in their budget by $300 million, scrapping proposed taxes on hospitals and nursing homes, and offering to step back from a plan to double the fee on selling a house. Since budget talks are now private, it's hard to say what strings were attached to either offer. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Judy Robson painted the rosiest picture yesterday.
We met and we were going in, I thought, a real, very positive direction. We all know we're not going to get everything we want, but we sure did go to where their bottom line was and removed a lot of the taxes.
Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch told a much different story. He says it was a big concession on his part to offer the full cigarette tax increase and that it wasn't reciprocated.
Essentially, I was told that that was not going to be enough, and that if I was not serious about trying to get to a middle ground on this, that there was no reason to talk. And so that was a real problem.
Yesterday's announcements left lots of questions. For example, what happens when lawmakers miss today's deadline, State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster set, for drawing up a school's budget? Also, what happens in the Assembly Republican caucus if there's a tobacco tax hike, since several GOP lawmakers have pledged not to support a final budget that raises any taxes? And where would Democrats spend less if they do indeed agree to cut about $300 million from the budget they passed out of the Senate? Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.